This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. The Hoosiers are here.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Hoosiers. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back into our lives.
Thanks for having us.
With your catchy songs and stuff.
Well, you know, annoying. We thought you could do with it. So.
Yeah,
well,
we need more we catchy did, yeah. songs. Oh, it's good well, to have you back.
Good. Well, thanks. It's very nice to be back.
And reading all the stuff about you between the last album and the new album, you've kind of evolved and you've got more into
like
it.
Like a butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah, if
you just like through. A
Let's
butterfly.
Just hope we don't have the lifespan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is there a theme between the albums? Because it's The Trick to Life and The Illusion of Safety. It's magical.
Good. Three words.
Yeah.
That's the it's the golden rule.
But that's a good spot. Actually, that's the first person to ask as well. And that person being you, Alex. But it's like a chronicle, I suppose, because we thought then we can put them all together in a bookcase and it can be like books. Today I'll read The Trick to Life, but you don't read it.
Is it like Narnia?
The Philosopher's Stone.
Amazing. There you go, yeah.
You now need a big lion or like a wicked witch or something like that.
Well,
yeah.
We've got the two gibbons. Yeah, so I'm looking at you two.
The two magical gibbons.
Snow White over here.
Snow White,
myself, Snow White. Snow White and the two gibbons.
That famous
Snow Gibbons. Oh, that's good line.
Is that the third album you see?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that
Snow
the third
White
album?
Snow White and the two gibbons.
Yeah, I like it.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah, I'll take that.
With The Trick to Life, you've sold over 600,000 copies.
600 million.
600 million!
Wow. Exactly.
Taking over the world. More than Justin Bieber.
Who?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. What did you treat yourself to when you got your first royalty check? Was there something you really wanted and you went, yes, I can go and get that now?
Al bought the third world.
You're very generous.
How's that doing?
What did
it's
you
doing
do with
right.
it?
Yeah, I'm really developing it.
They're looking
it's
really good.
It's coming along nicely, yeah.
Okay.
This is the dangerous territory.
I know, I know.
The third world isn't a dangerous territory.
Well, not anymore. Is, not anymore.
Well, no, I've got...
Put your hands on it.
Better not say anything.
King Al.
King Al. Yeah.
I went for the second world, but apparently that doesn't exist.
No.
I like to settle for Middle Earth.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, well.
So really, you didn't buy anything then?
No, we just dodged the question.
Okay.
Because we didn't actually sell enough records to buy anything.
I think we were all quite sensible and we've not made tons of money yet.
So. It's the sort of thing, I guess, that you want to invest. If you start making money, you never know in terms of how the rest of your career is going to go.
And the other thing is just funny, you speak to my parents, it's 10 years leading up to their doing, being on the dole and making no money, so... I owed them a bit of money anyway, so.
Aww.
We're just paying off debts, really.
We've all got them, haven't we?
But you see how that's the point of lying, really, because then at least you have some sort of fun story from it. Otherwise, you know, it's something about telling the truth and something
we're
like that.
Edit
it's
this
not
boring, but
In Demand.
We're intrigued about the video for Choices, the new song.
It's brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
Was it quite hard to slip into those roles? Because you all seem very at ease with it, actually.
Oh, well, that was our acting. We were acting
it
at ease.
It was good.
But we weren't. But thanks very much. It was a little bit nervy because we kind of liked the idea originally of showing how what on earth we've been doing for the last 18 months. So we thought the idea of sort of selling our souls and some cheap knocked off sort of whiskey drink in China or something was quite a nice way of explaining it.
But also, you've got your advertising something at the start and the song says, "Stop giving me choices." So there's too many choices for everything nowadays.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I took from it when I watched it.
That's good. I'm glad you took something from it. That's good. Yeah.
It was very entertaining. Yeah.
Thanks
a
lot.
Shot in the arm at capitalism. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. We are literally rage against the machine. Yeah.
Are you not going to take capitalism to the third world? Maybe?
No. That's
Was it actually filmed in Thailand? Is that where you did it?
You'd think, or I'm glad you think, because it was supposed to be. We were supposed to film it in a Chinese temple there in Phuket. But then there was a certain volcano that decided it would be a good idea if we stayed here.
So was it Pinewood Studios then?
It was a warehouse in North London.
I was going to say, aircraft hangar.
Yeah, literally, But, you know, it was at least the sun was out.
Yeah.
So it looks a bit hot.
Well, and the people in the video look like they are indeed from Thailand, China, or somewhere like that. So
yeah,
you did well with the casting.
Yeah, the casting was great. I think that's what makes the video.
Now, before this new album, you were always known for sort of getting your fancy dress kits out, wearing Superman costumes, anything like that. Are you still going to do some of that now, or is it completely different Hoosiers we're seeing this time around?
That's a good point. I think we were very preoccupied with coming out and doing something different at the time, so the fact that nobody else was doing that, and we just thought it was a real good way of kind of bringing some fun into it, and with our music we wanted everybody to have a really good party, and I think people tend to lose their inhibitions if they dress up, and so we were encouraging them to do that more than we ended up actually dressing up. But this time around I think it's time to do things differently, and so you know, we just try to change the music so that it's kind of progressed. And, you know, people can still come in fancy dress.
Oh, yeah,
they?
Absolutely.
I think you should all wear Banana Man costumes. I think you'd all look lovely.
Yeah, you think that'd help us sort of serious it up a bit?
Totally.
Done.
He's a very serious superhero, is Banana
Actually,
Man.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
And what's his name again? Because I keep thinking he's Eric Bristow, but that's obviously a darts player.
Yeah.
Eric Banner is the Hulk, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I can't remember the name of the guy who's Banana Man. Just, his real name.
When Eric ate a banana, he became Superman.
Spider-Man.
He was all three of them.
But yeah, if you want to text in and with the right Eric, and then you can win a date with Martin.
We'll just call him Eric Banana.
Eric Banana.
Where are you going to take our winner, Martin?
Home. Take them to the beach.
Okay. Nice.
And then home.
Fish and chips?
In Southport.
Southport's nice. There's better beaches in the UK, though.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah. Now, we have heard, I've heard, Alex wasn't here for this. When you came in before, and we listened to a few of the tracks of the album, like Giddy Up and Bumpy Ride as well. Which one of the songs on your album is going to be the next single after Choices?
Drum roll. Thank you. Unlikely Hero.
Oh, I like that one too.
Yeah, I can sense you're slightly disappointed though, because you mentioned Giddy Up and Bumpy Ride.
I love Giddy Up.
You might have to wait.
That's all right. We can wait.
Just buy the album, which is out on the 16th of August.
Exactly. Nice plug. I like that.
And you could do, you could be Banana Man in the video for that.
No, because they're banning the costumes, Alex.
He was an unlikely hero.
He was.
He was unlikely. Yeah.
Banana. Who's imagining a banana's going to be heroic?
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
This is true.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Yeah, thank
so
you.
Welcome. Right.
Will you come back again soon?
Yeah. You better believe
it. We made people sign a contract on the way out that they will come back.
Yeah.
Well, we just have really verbally.
Okay, that's fine.
Done, aren't we?
Excellent.
Yeah, you said you are. We've got that recorded.
Yeah.
And we want more randomness when you come back, because it's our favourite interviews. We love doing that.
Hoosiers, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and for the first time, we welcome the Wanted to the show. Now, when there's more than one person, we always start at the left-hand side. Introduce yourself and give us a fascinating fact about yourself.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm 21. I'm Siva, and I'm from Dublin.
Okay. Fascinating fact.
That is fascinating. I've got
the only Asian Dublin here. Okay.
Next, I'm Jay, and I've got a lizard.
Okay, amazing. Cool.
Nice.
Hi,
one.
Yeah. I'm Nathan. I'm 17, and I've kissed Britney Spears when she was in her prime.
All right.
Before the head shaving incident.
That is a good
fact. Oh my God, that's amazing.
We'll come back to that, I think.
Yeah.
I'm Tom, 21, and I went to the same school as Danny Jones.
Okay.
Yeah, we love Danny Jones.
Legend.
Max.
I'm Max, I'm from Manchester, and I've met Michael Jackson.
No way.
That just shot everything.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to Dublin.
I'm going to get rid of my
Dublin.
Now, Lucy's going to give you the facts that she's got about you all to see whether they match up.
So, Tom, if I was a girl, I would go into the girls' toilets and find out what they actually talk about when they go in there. In twos, threes, nines, etc.
I always thought they were really random numbers. Twos, threes, nines.
But it's kind of right. Yeah. Girls, if they're on a night out, we all just go, well, there's a massive... I think it's because there's a big queue. Lose. And you just go in with your mates because you're like, well...
Is that really what happens?
Of course it is.
We don't actually do anything. Just chat about boys.
Don't you, like, all get off with each other?
No. Well, I imagine some girls do, but not me.
What's the next one?
The next fact, Siva, I hate it when I miss some hair when shaving my face and ass.
We want to see your ass.
Can we see your fresh that ass?
Do you actually shave your bum?
No.
No. Yeah. He's shaking.
He beats it.
Get on the old Imac.
My face is going, oh no, okay.
See, that's on your official website. Do you regret saying that by any chance? Yeah.
You didn't know that was going to be put on the website. You just sent it to management as a joke, and then they were like, that's on. What?
So you don't actually shave your ass.
I'm getting sweaty.
Okay. So we'll move on to Max.
Yeah.
We love your favourite food. It's the best selection on the website. Domino's, full English, and steak as rare as it can be. You are our kind of guy.
Yes, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Would you eat the steak if it was still moving?
Just
go into a field and walk up to a cow and say, can I
take a bite in it?
Yeah. And the next one, Jay, if it was the end of the world, I'd try and get in with Bill Gates so he could sort me out.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's going to be all right, isn't he, if it goes all wrong. He'll be under a bunker or in space somewhere.
Jobs is your man now. Bill Gates, so yesterday. Steve Jobs is your man. Yeah.
Or he might have one of those big ships like in 2012.
Yeah, amazing. Nice arc.
Yeah. Get on Bill's arc. And Nathan, if I could have the power to be invisible, the possibilities would be endless. Where would you go first?
That's a shout.
Was you going to see Britney again?
It was quite exciting. That was a good... If I was invisible, I'd probably go to the clothes show and perf on all the models.
It was already there anyway. Invisible. Pamela Anderson's bathroom.
Yeah, think about it. The possibilities are endless. They really are.
Now elaborate on the Britney Spears thing. Where was it? What happened?
Oh, yeah. I was doing something for the Saturday show on BBC. And she was on the programme. And I walked on stage and I completely blanked her. And the presenter was like, no, Britney's stood next to you. And I was like... that's the reason why I'm stood here. And they're like, go on, give her a kiss. And I was like, oh, no. And they're like, give her a kiss. Like, deal.
So, you got forced.
Did you ask her or did you just go right
oh,
up there?
I just went for it. I was like, come here, you.
But you initially rejected her.
Did she smell nice?
She said, nah, not bothered. She's rubbish.
No, straight in there. Straight in there.
Did she smell nice?
You got a weird question. Like,
well, I don't know, because there has been times where she looks like she smells like a tramp.
Yeah. She wasn't in a heyday.
She had her issues.
Yeah. Our favourite period of Britney's life is Breakdown Britney.
Yeah, we actually went into Google and typed on mental Britney then. Just looked at pictures and laughed. Yeah.
You nasty, hilarious woman.
I love Manchester.
There's the one where she sat outside her house with a dog on her lap and she's just like this going...
It is brilliant.
I think that's hilarious. Where you should go. You should go back in time, be invisible to that period of Britney's life.
It was
and
amazing.
Laugh in her face.
Yeah.
That's really harsh.
How did you guys all first come together then as The Wanted?
It was just like a massive audition over like a 9-month period that Universal put together with the woman that put the Saturdays together. And then it was like round after round after round, and then eventually they got us five.
So you didn't really know each other at all beforehand?
No, not at all.
No, through auditions, yeah.
And you all get on well? Have you had any little sort of falling outs that are actually really funny when you talk about it?
Yeah, I just really don't like Tom.
Yeah. Did they do that thing where they put you in a house and you live together?
Yeah, we all live together. Yeah. Spice Girls style.
Yeah.
And what's the house like? Is it messy, tidy?
It fits and starts because we've got this really hard-working Polish cleaner, and like it'll become filthy for like 3 days, and then suddenly she comes in, it's like, ding!
She is really good, like she's amazing and she's lovely, but by the time she gets to the third floor,
she's
been working her back out downstairs on a hot June day.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's like good. Beef and onions everywhere.
We love her though, we're so sorry about this.
What's her name?
It's Katia.
Katia. Okay, so you live together, we've established that. You have been compared to JLS, obviously.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you cool with that, or do you want to like fight with them?
we're flattered, like we've literally not released anything yet, and we're being compared to the big guns right now. Like they are hot at the minute. So. Yeah. I mean, it's nothing but a massive compliment.
Have you met them yet? They're a really nice bunch of lads.
Yeah, we shook their hands and they was well nice. And they, like, we were nothing then. We was just, like, in the album writing process. So it was all, like, grungy and smelly and stuff. We were like, oh, right, nice to meet you. And they was well sound. And they still didn't need to be. They could have walked straight past us.
Aww. Maybe in the future then, a JLS The Wanted collabo.
That, like, you know, like, Sugar Babes Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
That's never been suggested, but... It's out there now, lads.
In demand.
We were talking about JLS before.
Yeah.
They've been on the show quite a few times. And one time they came, we tested who gave the best hugs to Lucy from JLS.
Excellent.
Wow. He's just whoring me out.
Go on, check it out. Here we go. We need to see who gives the best hugs from The Wanted.
That was a hug.
That was a good one.
That was a thrust.
That was a complete utter thrust.
A pick up there.
Okay.
Awesome. Are you done?
Too much.
We need a bit of space.
I'm preparing myself. Right.
And then Lucy can give you marks out of 10.
Oh, this is like a disco
hug. That's
that
is a long hug.
That's so cute.
That was lingering, that one.
Just
the rock
for a few more seconds.
Oh, no, that is a big bear.
I think Max is going to nail. That's a bear hug.
Oh! Have a little kiss.
Oh, I can't decide now.
Who was the best from JLS?
The best from JLS was Aston.
Aston was good.
Because then we got him to give you a hug.
Yeah, but he was the only one who'd do it. They're so, like, heterosexual, aren't
I
they?
Know.
Scary.
He would on hugs.
Alex, do you want a hug as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say who's the best because I enjoyed all of them.
Okay.
I'm being nice.
The envy of all the girls in the UK right now.
It's a tough job. Someone's got to do it.
with the video, what's all the exploding paint about? Is it exploding paint?
It's actual paint.
Did you end up getting covered in this kind of stuff?
Yeah. Well, it was like sort of an old mill that we did it in.
Yeah.
And it was like sort of run down, and then there was like, I think they were going to renovate it, so there was loads of spare paint lying about, so we just decided to put it in. around us.
Was it one of those things where you had to just get one shot? Otherwise,
we had two. Yeah, because two. They said they did like a slow mo filming, and we just had to do it without singing at all, just so they could just get random shots of us. And Tom mimed every word, so they had to do it all over again.
It's a waste of paint.
When they do slow-mo filming and you're singing and it's in time, do you have to do it speeded up?
Yeah,
you have to do it like double, treble speed.
So does that mean you have to do that, like your movements?
Yeah, like, woo!
But when we watch the video back, Siva actually got the words wrong. In the video.
Oh, it's hilarious.
He says, even though the song's all time low, and part of it is A low, A low, A low, he says below, over and over again.
It's really weird.
Say below.
He just looks look like out that. For it.
Brilliant.
We've got a copy of the album sampler here.
Yeah.
So which song is going to be, obviously, All Time Low is the first single. Do we know what's going to be second single yet? Yeah. Is it any of these?
Heart Vacancy.
So we'll check that out.
It uses a hotel as a metaphor. Kind of.
Okay. I like that. Have you filmed the video for it yet?
We're going to Croatia on Monday.
Very nice. That's going to be roasting out there as well. You get yourself a nice tan.
Yeah, and apparently at the airport, there's a thing called Grab a Granny. So we're going to grab a gun.
Just explain that quickly.
Not in a sexual way.
Not that you're going to go to an airport and actually grab a
get in the car.
So you can go and stay with him for a couple of nights. Yeah. So I think we're going
to
do that.
They bring like brochures to show you like, this is my bathroom. And then like you just pick the nicest house and stay there.
Is that a Croatian
accent?
I'm
the one with the best ornaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a good ornament. Yeah,
a chintz pig.
Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Thank you very much.
And perform next time.
Yeah, we will. That'll be wicked.
Is that all right? Thumbs up.
Space is like, yeah, that's cool.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Woo!
This is your In Demand.